the glory of the Lord is Jesus Christ in that deepest reality with Him. If we continue on with Him, we will, at some point, in His right timing, we'll experience His glory, His majesty, His beauty, and all that He is. He's merciful and gracious, abounding, long-suffering, patient, abounding in goodness and truth. Glory to God. This is wonder and reality. What's the answer? Many people ask the question, what's the meaning of life? Everyone wants to find fulfillment, contentment, happiness. How do we do it? It's by knowing God Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ, who is God. Amen. How do we do that? We come to Him. It's pretty common sense. It is common sense. We humble ourselves before Him. We seek Him. You know, we don't even have to have the Bible to know that we got to seek Him. You know, we got to give Him ourself, even if we don't understand it. I want to keep this simple. Probably one of the biggest keys is meeting the Holy Spirit directly, going straight to Him, and He is Jesus Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit is Jesus unlimited. And He's so important. So important. Jesus said, therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. This is... This is so serious. We should always have great reverence for God Almighty, for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, walking with Jesus, it's so serious. At the same time, it's what we were born to do. It's everything good and great and wonderful you can imagine. That's how we find fulfillment. You know, the answer to that question. What's the answer? Knowing Him. And the deepest reality of knowing Him is His glory and majesty. So beautiful. So wonderful. Just walking with Him, going to Him directly, meeting Him directly, and that's when the wonderful things happen. And it's so glorious. We go from, you know, every day is this glorious adventure. We go from glory to glory, the Bible says. That's one glorious revelation to another of Him and His greatness and His love and His everything good and great and wonderful comes from Him, literally. We go from faith to faith. We go from love to love, from hope to hope. We move up, you know, with God, it's only increase if we walk with Him. And again, the key, knowing the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus, they're one and the same, Jesus unlimited, but yet they are separate. And we don't have to try to, we can just rest in that there's this glorious mystery. We'll never understand it. We shouldn't even try, because as high as the heavens are above the earth, so So high are his ways are above our ways, and his thoughts above our thoughts. That's in Isaiah. And so, I just want to encourage you, even though it's so serious, and it is. I think it was George Washington, a U.S. president, who said, anytime the subject of God is discussed, be very serious. That's in his book of advice. So true. I mean, glory. Glory. And when we have that reverence for him, when we humble ourselves before him, when we we're broken and contrite, broken and crushed with sorrow for sin, and then that's when we can know him and find him, and he empowers us to do those things, to love those people that we could never love, to have the faith, and to which is just reliance, and the love and the hope and the all those things that he wants us to have. You know, Jesus said, you shall be righteous as your heavenly Father is righteous. You shall be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. When we find the Holy Spirit, that's when we can do those things. Amen, amen. Please, we want to stand with you, pray with you, send us your prayer requests. hello@wonderreality.org. Please visit our website. Blessings, more soon.